This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is one of the slower weeks of the year for sports. And so, you know, with the All-Star game, it's the one of the few nights of the year where you can get a bunch of people in sports in a room together because they don't have much else popping. And last night, Peyton Manning was the host, and he did not disappoint. But the question is, did Peyton Manning do the best job ever as the host of the ESPYs? Now, to really reconcile this, most people believe in 1998, Norm MacDonald set the bar. Like, he is the gold standard. That Norm MacDonald in 1998 was the funniest host in the history of the ESPYs. And everybody since then has been trying to live up to 1998. So, KT, you came up with an idea to use science to compare Peyton Manning's efforts last night as host of the ESPYs to Norm MacDonald's same efforts in 1998.
Yeah, I thought Peyton was really good last night, and I was sitting here going, well, how good was he? So if we compare him to the very edgy 1998 performance from Norm MacDonald, I thought we could have a joke off, Ben.
All right.
I'll play Peyton's first joke, and then I'll play Norm's first joke, and you'll be the decider here.
All right.
You just give him a point. All right? Who do you vote for? Here is the opening joke from Peyton Manning last night.
Tonight, I am honored to be following in the footsteps of all the other great ESPY hosts, timeless icons like Jimmy Smits, Jeff Foxworthy, and of course, who's the boss is Tony Danza. The only difference between me and those other guys, I knew when to retire.
Okay, that's opening joke one. Norm MacDonald's opening joke from 1998.
All right.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here. You know, and I was asked to host the ESPYs this year. Yeah, hi, that's my name. Asked to host the ESPYs this year, folks. I said yes immediately for one reason and one reason only. This show has interns.
That is on the network that was having
relations backstage a little later.
That was on the network that was having some serious problems with their talent messing around with interns behind the scenes.
All right. I am going to go Peyton Manning.
Wow, what an upset. The intern joke is awesome.
I'm going to go Peyton Manning. I think taking shots at Tony Danza for sticking around too long, I'll take that.
Rather than calling out Harold Reynolds for groping an intern?
Yep.
Oh, man. Peyton Manning's second joke.
Back when this show debuted, Michael Jordan's Bulls had just won their third consecutive championship. Simone Biles wasn't even born yet, and I still had my original neck.
Okay. Norm MacDonald's second joke from 1998.
But man, it's great to be here at the 6th annual ESPY Awards. Hard to believe, huh, that the ESPYs are 6 years old. Although Anthony Mason swears they're 18. So
I'll go Norm. Norm MacDonald.
Okay, pretty good right there. We go former Nick Anthony Mason for our younger listeners. Played basketball in the late 90s. Peyton Manning's third joke of the night.
And this anniversary show is going to be different because the ESPY Awards are being hosted by a former athlete. Normally, some comedian or entertainer or Matthew Perry comes up here and just tears the athletes to shreds. Okay, I know what some of y'all are thinking, right? John Cena hosted the ESPYs last year, and he's an athlete. John Cena is an athlete the same way that Ryan Lochte is a reliable witness.
Okay. Pretty good.
Pretty good, yes.
All right. Is it better than Norm MacDonald's third joke from the 1998 ESPYs?
It's great to be here on ESPN. I love sports, man. You can see sports on ESPN you don't see on other networks. You know, like kickboxing. That's my favorite sport. Kickboxing is great. When you think about it, it combines the style and grace of boxing with kicking.
That's the most Norm MacDonald joke of all time.
I'm gonna go with Peyton Manning on that.
I actually agree with you on that one. That was not Norm's best work, but that is the most
kicking.
It's like Aaron Hernandez. He killed a guy, right? Murder. Okay, Peyton Manning's fourth joke of the night. He leads 2-1 in this joke off. His fourth joke of the night.
Unfortunately, my brother Eli can't be here tonight because that's what I told the folks at the door.
Pretty good.
Wait, what does he mean?
He's doing the bit of I hate my brother.
I told the people at the door?
He can't be here tonight because I told the folks at the door. Oh, don't let him in.
They're going to stop him at the door. Okay, got it.
Does that top Norm McDonald's joke in 1998, which features Jerry Jones?
Just backstage, a lot of celebrities back there. Man, I was talking to Jerry Jones, you know, the Cowboys owner, and he's disappointed, obviously. Yeah. Well, he's a good guy, though, man. He's talking about rebuilding the team, you know. And he told me, he says, we have to get back to what made us a championship team. Strippers and crack.
I'll go Norm McDonald. We got a 2-2 tie.
What a good setup. Okay, Peyton Manning's fifth joke. This is about the L.A. Rams.
I mean, these ESPY folks, they wanted me to say all this stuff to mock athletes and coaches. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And here are a few of the jokes that I hated the most. Because I would never say these, ever. Like this one. Last year's LA Rams are the subject of the critically acclaimed docu-series All or Nothing. Spoiler, it's nothing.
Come on. He's kind of just playing the role of kind of big dumb guy, though.
Right.
He's like, I would never, they tricked him into saying it. Now, Norm, his fifth joke from the 1998 ESPYs involves a wild celebration that went down in Denver when the Broncos won the Super Bowl.
Celebration in Denver after that Super Bowl, man. And now city officials expect an even wilder celebration if the Nuggets win 10 games this year. They say they're going to... say the whole city's going to go nuts. Yeah, the Nuggets are having a bad year this year, man. Matter of fact, they're making a film about the team. They got a pretty catchy title. It's Black Men Can't Jump Either.
I'm going to go Nuggets. Peyton Manning.
Those Nuggets sucked back then. Oh, man, Peyton gets the vote there. Okay. We go to the sixth joke. Peyton leads 3-2. This is about Terrell Owens. I didn't like this. I thought this one was hateful.
This year, Aaron Rodgers delivered on his promise to the fans of Green Bay that the Packers would run the table. Also this year, Terrell Owens delivered on his promise to his bosses at Golden Corral that he would mop the floor.
Isn't that just mean? Okay, and this Norm's is about Michael Jordan.
But Jordan is very serious, though, about leaving. In fact, he's already called the Hall of Fame to make sure that his plaque bears his basketball nickname, Air Jordan, and not his baseball nickname, Senior Crappy.
I'm going to go Norm on that one. Wow, deadlocked, 3-3.
Man, Michael Jordan did suck at baseball. Okay, Peyton Manning comes out. I like this one right here.
Phil Jackson's Knicks are the most embarrassing thing to happen in New York sports. And that includes the time Mark Sanchez ran full steam up his teammate's anus and fumbled a football. Danica, can you believe they wanted me to say anus on TV, all right? I'm not going there. My kids are here. I want to keep this thing classy. Anus.
Lane, I want you to keep anus. I know Shippy's not here today, and add that to Shippy's drop folder because we're going to need to have Peyton Manning saying anus. Now, does that top Norm McDonald's joke about Tiger Woods from the 1998 ESPYs?
Tiger Woods, how about that, huh? He's up for golf, of course. He's up for Golfer of the Year this ESPYs. And you know who I feel sorry for, folks, is the other two guys nominated for Golfer of the Year. These guys getting ready, you know, it's like, hey, honey, have you seen my tuxedo? No, not the good one. The one I wear when I'm going to get my ass kicked. Have you seen that one?
All right, got to go Norm McDonald. Norm McDonald.
That's good. Can you imagine having a tux just when you're going to get in a fight or something? Okay, it's 4-3. Norm McDonald leads the joke off. We now go to Peyton Manning's eighth joke of the night, Ben.
That Serena Williams won the Australian Open while carrying a child. I mean, that's even more impressive than 2 years ago when the Denver Broncos defense won the Super Bowl while carrying me.
Okay. That's right.
All right, pretty a little good. Self-deprecation.
Love that. Norm MacDonald had a joke about the Winter Olympics for his eighth.
Well, how about them Winter Olympics? They're finally underway, so we've got a lot of great stuff to look forward to in the next 2 weeks, like hockey and, well, just hockey, really.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Norm MacDonald.
Oh, he leads 5-3. This is the joke that really got all the headlines last night, Ben. The joke of the night. This is Peyton Manning. This is just the joke of the night. That's all I got to say.
And our gymnastics team was so dominant that Kevin Durant told me he wants to play for them next year. And I got to tell you, I don't think he'd start for that team, Kevin. Yeah. Russell Westbrook, what do you think?
And then it flashes to KD and Westbrook, and they've just got the look on their face.
Dude, why can't KD just have fun with this?
He's sensitive. Yeah, he's a little baby, yes. But that's the best part about the ESPYs every year, and I don't typically like it. I do like the intro, and that's about it. When the camera cuts to the guy that they're talking about, and whether they're having fun with it or not is always great. All right, Peyton needs this one. Does he beat Norm MacDonald's speed skating joke from 1998?
I was watching last night. I saw speed skating, and my goodness, you know, could the outfits they wear be any tighter? Holy Lord. There was an East German woman, I swear, you could see the outline of her entire penis. It was...
That's pretty good. I'm going to go with Peyton Manning, though. That was really close, but that was Peyton Manning's best work.
Okay, it's 5-4. Norm MacDonald leads. I have the last joke, so you got to go out with a bang here. I want to make sure that we give 2 points of credit here.
Okay, right? This is the last one.
Norm 5, Peyton 4. Okay, this is the ESPYs from last night in the 1998 ESPYs. This was Peyton Manning's final joke.
But I'm telling you, I believe in the Falcons. I believe in Matt Ryan, Dan Quinn, and I know in my heart the Falcons will be back. And I want the Falcons to hear that from me now, because I know they'll stop paying attention 3/4 of the way in.
Oh!
Knew where that was going. All right. All right, so Norm MacDonald's final joke.
All right, grand finale.
And just remember, this is post-OJ, okay?
Okay.
Just kind of keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Okay? Norm MacDonald's final joke.
And there's Charles Woodson. How about that? And what a season he had. And he became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case...
Charles Woodson was going, oh my God, no.
That's really dark.
But it's Norm.
I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
No!
Peyton Manning, congratulations, you get the win. It was very, very close. Clearly, Norm MacDonald was the gold standard. But now, Peyton Manning was so incredibly good, I think he is now the new golden standard.
I left out the Hideki Arabu joke just because I didn't want to offend anyone.
So
but it's a really good joke, and I left that one out from Norm.
You love
put him over the top.
You love Norm. I love Peyton Manning, not even as a player, just as a comedian. I think he's hilarious, like a host in SNL and whatnot, his commercials. I think he's funny. But if you were to score the same thing I just scored, what do you think the final score would have been?
You had 6-5 Peyton. I probably would have been 7-4 Norm.
Yeah.
I thought Peyton
pretty
was
good.
Awesome. I really did. I thought he was great.
Pretty good. KT, that's very original. Love the way you put that together, not just playing the cuts, but actually squaring it off against the very best. Good, good stuff.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.